Regardless of where you are in your homesteading journey, whether you are just starting out or you've been at it for a while, there is no way that any of us can know absolutely everything when it comes under the homesteading umbrella. And this is where it is key that you are learning from people who have life experience and have been doing this homesteading when it comes to livestock in the kitchen, but they have been doing it for a long time so that you can bypass the mistakes that they have made along the way. And getting it delivered in your mailbox, in your hands every single month from some of the most trusted voices in homesteading is exactly what you need. And Homestead Living now has Homesteading Monthly, which is an in-print monthly magazine featuring articles from Joel Salatin, myself, Carolyn Thomas, as well as homesteaders who you may not have heard from them, but they have been perfecting their craft and are very much an expert in their area. You can get this for less than $2 an issue. Yes, that is an in-print, jam-packed with articles every single month. Go to homesteadliving.com and grab your subscription right now.
You're listening to episode number 239. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you where to buy your grains or where to buy your wheat berries in bulk. This is especially helpful if you are looking to build up your food storage because they go hand in hand, if you're looking at learning how to grind your own flour or you're getting a home flour mill and you're wanting to know the best places to get your grains to create your own flour. So there can be a few different reasons why you would need to have this information and want it. And it may be some of them, might be all of them, but we're going to dive into that. This is probably one of the questions that I actually get asked the most. And so I thought it would be super helpful to just put it all in one place for you. Welcome to the Pioneering Today podcast. I'm your host, Melissa K. Norris, bestselling author of 3 books, including my newest book, The Family Garden Plan and Handmade, as well as the founder and creator of the Pioneering Today Academy, which is my online membership site where I walk you through all the aspects of living a homemade and homegrown seasonal life, from growing the food, preserving it, and cooking it, to making your own things in the kitchen, like soap or grinding up your own flour and baking with sourdough and fresh ground flour. The membership of the Pioneering Today Academy is where I teach you all of that with step-by-step tutorials. And if you're not a member and want to get more information, I only open the doors for new members a few times a year. You can go to melissaknorris.com/waitlist. And if we're open, then you'll go straight to the page where you can see more about joining and what's included. And if we're not open, then you can pop in your name and email and get on the wait list. I have goodies for those of you who get on the wait list until we open the doors again. If you want links so that you can go directly to these different sources that I'm going to be sharing with you today, you can head on over to the blog post that accompanies this episode for direct links. You'll find that at melissaknorris.com/239. So just the numbers 239, because this is episode number 239. So I have several different sources on where I buy my different wheat berries and my different grains in bulk. I do like to buy locally when I can, but I have to be honest that price does become a consideration for me as well. And so I try to do a good job of buying locally when the price is right. But sometimes I find the best price on certain items, or I can't always find those certain items in bulk or even by a local grower, depending on what they are. So I try to straddle that as best as possible, but sometimes price does win out. So just kind of going to preface it with that. Now, when I am purchasing my grains in bulk, I buy them usually in 25 to 50 pound bags, only on the grains I know that I'm going to be using a lot of and are the most versatile in my baking. Now, for a little bit more of an in-depth breakdown on the best flours, and of course, when we're purchasing the grains in bulk to grind up into our flours, it's still the same thing. But that's back in episode number 161, which is Best Flours for Baking, the Home Baker's Flour Guide. So the wheat berries and the grains that I know I use a lot of, those are the only ones that I buy in this larger quantity or in bulk in the 25 to 50 pound bag range. But first up on that list is my hard white wheat. The hard white wheat is what I use and grind up for all of my bread baking and a good majority of most of my sourdough. So for things like, of course, sandwich bread, artisan loaves, French bread, anything that's basically a bread, that is what I use my hard white wheat for. And I do like to purchase my wheat whenever possible in organic. I want it raised by organic standards and not just regular commercial that uses higher pesticide loads or synthetic pesticides, etc. In the past, I have used my local co-op and they would let me purchase bags, large bags. I could call in and order them ahead of time and I would get like a 10% discount. But I know that unless you live within an hour of where my co-op is, that's probably not going to serve you very well. So I have a couple of online options, and honestly, I have been doing, when it's these big bulk purchases, more online ordering of large bulk items when possible. So I've got two sources for you. One is if you are an Amazon Prime member, they have a local granary that grows in my area and they are a supplier and they ship online. They're non-GMO project verified. It's 100% non-irradiated, certified kosher, but they're not organic. So it depends on if that's important to you or not. But they have pretty good prices, and that is the Palouse brand that's out of Palouse, Washington, and I will link to them in the show notes, and that's through Amazon. But because, like I said, organic is important to me, I'm super excited that we have a new drop zone. And you're like, what does that have to do with ordering my wheat? So that is with Azure Standard. So they are an online, basically an online co-op. You order through them. They have a lot of items in bulk. You can get really good deals on them. It's azurestandard.com. I will link to them and where I'm using it. But how it works is you put in your zip code and they've got drop zones. So they finally have a drop zone. It's a community drop where all of the orders in an area are delivered to one address. So this helps cut down on shipping costs and it helps keep costs lower of everything. You know, you have a cutoff order date. So you order once a month and you have to have your order in by this date. And then they deliver once a month. So you have to plan ahead. It's not going to be for impulse shopping. And like I said, you do have to make sure that there is a drop zone in your area. And you discover that by just going to the website, popping in your zip code, and it'll let you know. And if there's several, you can choose the one that's closest to you. And so you know on delivery day that you have to go to the drop zone and get your order. But I'm super excited because we finally have one that is in my area and it's just 12 miles from where I live. Previous to that, they were like 40, 50 plus miles away were the nearest drop zones. And it never worked out with my schedule for me to be able to use those drop zones. And so I wasn't able to order from them. But now we've got a drop zone, so that might be even something you want to consider. You might be the drop zone for your community and you can see what that entails and everything like that. But Azure Market is a great place, and so I am going to be ordering quite a few of my grains from them. So it's a great online source that you can use. And they have it where you can get it in ounces, 5 pounds, 25 pounds, and on up. Like even commercial bakers oftentimes will use them. You can get as much as 2,000 pounds. So it just depends, but you can really, really pick and get these in those larger bulk amounts. And obviously the benefit of buying in bulk is the more you're buying, usually the less per pound that you're paying. So I'm going to be getting my first order from them, and I'm going to be getting my spelt organic wheat berries or grains. I'm going to be getting from them on my first drop ship order, which is this month in February. So I will be sharing more about how that goes and what I end up ordering from them and using them in some future episodes. But it's a place where a lot of the members inside the academy and readers get a lot of their bulk supplies from and have been really happy with the quality. So I'm super excited that I get to be able to try them out. Now, as far as other local sources, and this is still for my hard white wheat, like I said, that Palouse, which you can get through Amazon. Local co-op is another way for those wheat berries. And then if you live in my area, which is in Skagit County and Washington State, Fairhaven Flour, which is fairhavenflour.com, they have an organic flour mill, and you can also buy locally. You can get some of their flours and their wheat berries. Now, they're all the way in the Pacific Northwest, throughout Washington State, and even into Oregon. They've got some in the Puget Sound, Seattle area that you can get them and go and buy that. But if you happen to be near Burlington, Washington, which is about 45 minutes away from me, you can go into their actual storefront and they will let you purchase on site different wheat berries and or flours. Now, I always purchase the wheat berries because I love the benefit of fresh ground flour and I need to be able to grind it fresh myself and use it right there. If you want more info on grinding your own flour and why it is so amazing for health reasons as well as flavor, then you're going to want to go and check out episode number 120, which is the Homesteader's Guide to a Home Mill, Grinding Flour and Beyond. And that breaks it down really, really great about all the health benefits of fresh ground flour, gluten-free flour options, grinding spices, how to grind flour at home, all of the nitty-gritty stuff that you need to know about when grinding your own flour at home. So you can go, and I'll have that in the show notes too, and check out that episode as well. So where I buy my hard white wheat, we've got that one established. The next berry that I buy in bulk or grain is spelt. And as I said, I'm going to be trying out spelt is the one that I actually need to replace right now. I don't need to reorder any of my organic hard white wheat at the moment. I still got I've got about 15 to 20 pounds left of that right now. But I'm going to be getting spelt and I'm going to be getting that from Azure. But I have ordered it from Amazon in the past and been happy with that. And I also have been able to get it from my local co-op. So a lot of the places I just get these different grains from are going to remain the same. But spelt is great because it's an ancient grain and it works wonderful as a pastry flour. So spelt is what I use if I'm doing cookies or muffins or cakes or more of those delicate baked goods. Then I really like to use spelt. Now, the other grain, primarily the grains that I use the most and grind up into flour are that hard white wheat, spelt, and then einkorn. Now, einkorn is the ancient of grains. And I love einkorn. It's got so many great things health-wise, but einkorn is typically more expensive than spelt. And einkorn, I use the same as I would as more like a pastry flour. You can use it to make bread, which I do make bread and use it in my sourdough. But spelt is an ancient grain still, and I can get it at, it's not as expensive. And because my family doesn't suffer from grain sensitivities and we don't have a lot of gut issues, we're able to use spelt just fine. Some people who have a lot of gut problems, digestion issues, leaky gut, or even gluten sensitivities, all of these still contain gluten, including einkorn, but they're able to consume the einkorn better. So it is one that I still use and I really like it, but I don't use it as much as the spelt or the hard white wheat. And honestly, it just comes down to cost. But where I do purchase my einkorn wheat berries and do get them in bulk is I personally use einkorn.com. They are a local family. I shouldn't say local. What I should say is they are a family farm in Idaho, which is a sister state to me. So not really local as far as like town wise near me, but they are in the general geographic area when you're looking at the whole country. And if you want to learn more about Einkorn specifically, then you are going to want to check out episode number 111, Ancient Grain Einkorn Health and Baking Guide. Now, I do stock other grains that I do grind into flour, like brown rice and buckwheat and oats. Those are kind of primarily the ones that I end up using as other flour types. But because I don't use them as frequently, I don't buy them in large, huge bulk amounts like I do when I'm doing anywhere from 10 to 25 to sometimes 50 pounds of those other wheat berry varieties. So usually I'll just get those either at our local co-op, the natural food section of bulk that like at Fred Meyer's has. A lot of times I'll get Bob's Red Mills steel cut oats at Costco. So I can get those in, I think it's a 10 pound bag for a great deal right there. But I don't generally order those online because I'm not using them in those larger amounts like the other ones. If you have more questions on buying food in bulk, using fresh ground flour or grinding your own flour in your baking, please do. You can leave me a review of this episode and leave your questions there. Shoot me a message on social media or an email so that I can make sure and cover them in an upcoming episode. And if you are ready to dive in and want to know how to grind your own flour and create all of these delicious and wonderful baked goods with fresh flour, including sourdough, make sure that you check out the Pioneering Today Academy for all of my step-by-step lessons, the e-course, including download guides and recipes. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back here with you on Friday with our newest episode, which you are not going to want to miss because we are going to be diving into keeping your house organized and managing your time so that you can grind your own flour and create all of this delicious homemade wonderfulness.